Hi everyone, it's Scott Free from Scott Free Radio. Tonight I'm going to touch up on the subject of topics. The topics will be restaurant customers. Restaurant customers, man. I know all restaurants ain't the greatest, and right now they definitely not, man. A lot of them people are stressed out and they doing stressed out stuff. But you customers sometimes don't make it no easy. I'm going to be honest with you, man, and it's going to be brutal. For all you McDonald's lovers, all you Burger King lovers, you know, you eating at these places, man, you're not royalty, man. I mean, you're not shit. You broke. If you're eating at McDonald's, if you're eating at Burger King, look at life, man. Look at people who eat burgers at motherfucking five-star restaurants, or, you know, they'd rather go to or Applebee's and get a burger than McDonald's and get a burger. You know, you can't sit in the drive-thru holding everybody up, acting like your shit don't stink. You ain't rich. You know? But straight up, though, if you got a problem, you know, you can politely tell these people, you know, hey, you forgot to put ketchup in my bag. Don't be like, hey, you forgot to put ketchup in my bag. Like, you know, you a king, you a queen, a king, you know, you need your goddamn ketchup, motherfucker. But it's crazy, you know, just talk to somebody like somebody. I can't hate coming to this place, sitting out there saying stuff like that. You guys always get my order wrong. It's like, well, you probably always say it wrong. And you uneducated motherfuckers who can't pronounce shit, you can't get mad because I don't understand or we don't understand. Or they don't understand because I don't work in the restaurant business no more. I did. If they don't understand that you meant two piece instead of do piece, because they do, so you know they don't have a do piece. You know, you are talking wrong. Don't get so offensive when you know you're wrong. You know, you hold up these lines and go to these restaurants every night talking shit and barking shit at these people as if you got them rich. And of all you eating here because you don't got no fucking money. You don't got enough money to eat nowhere fancy. McDonald's in here motherfucking talking shit. Burger King talking shit, rallies talking shit. What the fuck is you ain't motherfucking doing nothing, man? Shit. I mean, I just don't know how else to put it, man. We as Americans, we need to shape up, man. Righteousness is still a thing. You got to do the right thing, man, not just what you feel. This country, you know, this country lets you free. It gives you that sense, false sense of freedom because you know, you think you could do what you feel. You feel like shooting a motherfucker for walking in your yard. You think you got the right and the freedom to do that until you go to court and find out that he was just walking through your yard because he was avoiding a dog or something, or doing something that justified him to walk through your yard, and you didn't have a right to kill him, and you went to jail. This is country. I go, you free? You say you free. Shit. People just need to stop acting like that, man. You know, just because you got your little fucking income tax check or your motherfucking little paycheck was a little bigger than it usually be, don't fucking mean you get to ride around on Friday night and show your ass to restaurants and shit. Oh, I'm going to show my ass on McDonald's tonight because I got a $500 paycheck. Y'all just think about what I said, man. Hit me up, Scott Free Radio. Let me know how you feel. Let me know some feedback. Hit me up on radio station 1.
Whoa. Scott Free Radio. I'm the new UFO. I'm the new paranormal. Only my folks will know which one of my front door. If you come around and you unannounced, you probably gon' catch some smoke. I'm the new UFO. I'm the new paranormal. Only my folks will know which one of my front door. If you come around and you unannounced, you probably gon' catch some smoke. Then you probably gon' catch some smoke. Yeah. Murder, she wrote. Your girl wanna get in my boat. I asked the cook, she float. She told me to sit up and gave her that throat. And we continue to roll all the way to the hotel. And I know ain't no way she gon' tell, cause I'm on our playlist. And I know she say less, cause she keep it real. You know how to front door. If you come around and you in the house, you probably gon' catch some smoke. You probably gon' catch some smoke. Hey, say, I'm the new UFO. I'm the new paranormal. Only my folks will know which one of my front door. If you come around and you in the house, you probably gon' catch some smoke. Yeah, you probably gon' catch some smoke. I let it open it, I'm stranded. My hoes took me up in the candy on fold, wet with that water hose. I promise that I'ma do damage. This summer you niggas can't stand it. Don't know how you niggas gon' manage. Yeah, she got in my car with no dentist. And she fucked me like I'm a star. Who won the Grammy? Took me home to meet a little mammy. I went on tour, didn't call her no more. Now the little hoe can't stand me. God damn it. I'm the new UFO. I'm the new paranormal. All of my folks would know which one of my front door. If you come around and you unannounced, you probably gon' catch some smoke. Whoa. Whoa. Scuffery Radio. My mom's ate my Venus. I can't control the universe. It does as it pleases, but I know I control my destiny. I'll be where I'm needed. Just be glad you was living to see it. I've been patiently waiting, watching the stalk in the game to see when my chance of fame gon' be. I ain't playing with them. Watch me split them and forget them, shit them. Don't worry, I can get with them. Hit them for the cheddar and for the do better.
Space rubbing you out of pain. It's like we
in an oven away. The temperature go up when we touch and come and get you some of this space loving. You out of space rubbing, you out of pain. It's like we in an oven. The way the temperature goes up when we touch.
We in an oven, the way the temperature goes up.